RTI.
Welcome back to part two of Postcard from Poprad with me, Eric Wiltshire, at the base of the Tatry Mountains in the glorious town of Poprad, Lee Banks up in the foreign northlands of the UK, and Mark Gander, the founder of the Consumer Action Group, down in Barry. Are we all right, boys and girls?
I'm very well, thank you.
Gosh.
Was that
a gay Parry voice or something?
That was a weird voice.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah. Anyway, moving along. Top Gear are in hot water yet again. I don't believe this. And I can't see why Tesla have got upset about it either.
I have my own views on this, which we may want to share in a minute.
Well, Top Gear, what they did was a race between a petrol Lotus Elise S and the Tesla Roadster, which was an electric one. Yeah. And during the test, Jeremy Clarkson happened to say that the Tesla had run out of power after a certain amount of time. And the Lotus went on for a bit longer. Hello, that's what happens. And the trouble is that if you want to go onto a program like Top Gear, boys and girls, expect to be flamed big time. That's the whole point of the program. And it's a petrol head program, not an electric car program.
Yes, exactly.
Huh? Well, I don't know about that. I mean, it's a petrol head program because there haven't been electric cars, but I think it's just a car program. No. Yeah.
Well, no, it's a petrol head program. It's a petrol head program.
We're a news program. You might as well say we're Vincent the Crami.
Well, look, at the end of the day, I mean, whatever level you want to talk about it, Jeremy Clarkson and company, I mean, are they motoring journalists or not?
Yes.
And I understand that the BBC has actually admitted that some of the footage was shot to show what could happen. And yes, I think that people came away with the impression that that actually did happen.
Well, you see, the trouble with the Tesla Roadster, they've got this European Union thingy measuring the electric vehicle at 211 miles an hour, 211 miles range. That's okay, but what that doesn't necessarily prove is what happens if you're in a town environment where there's lots of hills, which uses more electricity to power the motors, da-da-da-da-da. So this whole thing, and you know, someone's got to wake up to it. Electric cars are not as good as petrol cars yet.
Exactly, I couldn't agree more. And the simple fact is that unless Mr. Clarkson and everybody involved in that programme, from the producer, director, all the way through, right down to the little hamster character thing,
and James May,
would all have been culpable in making this lie up if, in fact, it was a lie. And I don't accept it was a lie. I think it was a representation
of what they perceived it to be.
Exactly, and he has as a programme, it has every right to say that. And if, along the lines, they'd just pushed it a little bit too far, or they'd misled the public, or something like that, then all they've got to do is say, look, really sorry about that, we did make a bit of a mistake here, and put it right. There's no reason to sue.
And
I don't think they will be sued either.
No, the other ridiculous thing is, and I know this for a fact because I've seen it, there's been several occasions on the programme where cars have broken down, bits have broken off, and they've actually put that in the programme. No one sued them for it.
No, you can't sue them for it if that's what happened. And if it isn't what's happened, everybody's lied about it and the programme should be taken off the air. But I can't see that.
No,
happening.
I can't either. It's ridiculous.
I think it depends how it was viewed, how it was, you know, what the impression that was created on the viewers.
Well, I'll tell you.
Who is Tesla, by the way? Who makes Tesla?
They're a little motor company.
Yeah.
They're just a little sort of startup business. They're not.
No. They've been around for a while. But they're a bit of a specialist car company. They're not like a Ford or a Vauxhall or an Opel or whatever else you want to call it. They're not in that league because they don't make that sort of car. They make specialist cars, but that doesn't mean to say that they can sort of whinge about the fact that something's been done. And apparently they have issued a writ at the High Court for defamation.
I can imagine that this kind of publicity could be extremely damaging to a small company.
Well,
it could also be
extremely good for a small company like that, which is why they're pursuing it. Because they know that if they sue Jeremy Clarkson and Top Gear, they're going to get mammoth publicity.
Yeah, but they'd also get flamed like mad by every motoring journalist if they lose.
It's just a ridiculous...
I wish I'd seen the programme so I could understand what they're saying.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Mark. It's difficult when you haven't seen the programme. But the fact of life is, if you want... You know, take it out of context of Top Gear for a minute. If somebody wants to guest on this programme, they have to put up with us three and the style that we work in. And we're not exactly sort of prissy little people. We are slightly laddish. And, you know, you can't complain.
If you say so, Eric, if you say so.
You can't come and moan up and go, he was horrible to me, mister. I'm going to tell my mummy. And this is the trouble with these companies. They just don't get it. And I have to say, if they think they're going to win a defamation court ruling in the UK, well, not easy. Not easy.
Oh, no, exactly. No, they're not going to do it anyway. I think they got good publicity. If it was slightly misleading, then I'm sure it was said with a sort of wicked little cheeky grin on his face.
You mean like Mexico?
Yes.
We'll leave it there. But hang on, staying with that particular subject.
Oh, all right, then.
Apparently, We Are Not Worthy Clarkson, the best programme on telly anywhere in the world, his home has been vandalised.
Yeah.
By Tesla.
Yeah. No, that was not Tesla.
You can't say that.
That's not true. It's not true.
That's completely untrue.
Yes, we
said it. That was what Tesla suing us.
We said it was untrue. Our lawyers will notice that from the recording, we said it was untrue. But what they've done, they nicked his fence or something.
They've nicked his front gate and his fence. And it was only wire. It's not like it got any value. It was a wire fencing, and it's been cut away from all the way round his mammoth palatial home on the peninsula of whatever it's called in the Isle of Man.
I would have thought that a Tesla front grille looked a bit like that gate, actually. But maybe
stop it!
Sorry, that's happened.
We didn't mean that. Well, I hope Jeremy gets it sorted out.
Yeah, and I hope you get your gate back. What's he do now? People will just walk up his drive and knock at his door.
The trouble with these ramblers is they think they own everything. And this is what annoys me. My late father, part of the property that he owned, some rambler, decided he could walk up the drive and through the orchard onto somebody else's property. We threw him off. We had a big row with everybody. And eventually, my father won and got the rights and told the ramblers to sod off. You know,
In Manchester in the 60s and 70s, there was a gangster who was as big as the Cray twins. His name was Dougie Flood, and he owned a plot of land. Now, I'm not backing this on what he did. He shouldn't have done it, but he had a plot of land that had a right of way across it, and horse riders used to come across the plot of land. And he warned them that if he ever saw them on his land again, he would knock a horse out.
Yeah?
Knock it out?
Well, he did. Which I think is despicable. He should never have done. But that's how
we are not condoning violence against animals on this programme.
We do not condone beating up horses. No.
Anyway, apparently there's a little fight going on because oh brother, he's not the best man. Ed Miliband is finally getting married to the mum of his two children. Yes. I thought it worked the other way around in England, but perhaps I'm wrong.
In Eddie Bud's case, he could have got pregnant easier.
I thought you're supposed to get married first.
Oh, no, you should, yes, no, yes. But
that's a bit old-fashioned, really.
All right, okay, sorry, I was coughing. So he's getting married, but his brother David, David's the most famous one, the better-looking one. Ed Miliband, who's head of a political party that everyone's forgotten about. he's getting married, but his brother's not going to be the best man.
No, he won't let him be his best man because they've both fallen out a little bit over what happened in the elections. Yeah, well, aren't you glad that these two are helping to run our country? Eh?
Absolutely.
Maybe they don't just want to sort of, you know, be following the royal boys example because it might look a bit like that.
Well, yeah, possibly they could do. But do you know where he's getting married? This is, shows his true colours, and I think it's really a respectable thing to do. Yeah. A two rosette bed and breakfast in the Midlands. That's where he's getting married. So that's it.
Really?
You get up, egg and chips in the morning, and that's it. Get married.
Marvellous. Absolutely wonderful. Yes, I mean, the low-key is just representative of his position in politics. Low-key. Al Fayed admits burning the royal plumes of history after he fell out with the royal family. I think that's disgusting.
Very painful. Burning plumes, I think.
Get your plumes on fire, mate. Yeah,
Very nasty.
I believe that somebody like Al Fayed, when he took over Harrods, that he took over a piece of British history, and he has now defiled it. I would say actually heritage. Heritage, yeah, absolutely. Yes, yeah. I would say heritage as well. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But no matter what his fight is with the royal family, you know, it has nothing to do with it. This is an intelligent, famous, well-heeled, respectable businessman.
Mm-hmm.
And he has gone ahead and destroyed, like you say, our heritage in a fit of pique because he said that it cursed the shop. Blimey. Having the royal warrant cursed the shop.
Who's got a fire alarm going off?
It's me, I think I'm on fire!
Is it you?
He's been burning his plumes.
I'm probably going to do Harry.
I don't know.
Is he serious?
My house is going to burn down. I'm not leaving the show, though. I will go down with my house.
Drama in Poprad.
That's drama up in north of England, 2,000 kilometres away, so I can't help it up.
I go and have a look. Hang up.
All right, you go and have a look and turn the fire alarm. If he doesn't come back, you'll know why, boys and girls. anyway, well, let's move on to the curry story. The main chemical in curry spice turmeric could be the basis for cheap explosives.
Amazing story.
I solved the problem. It wasn't my house burning down.
What was it then?
It was the timer on the cooker.
Oh, you nana. You absolute nana. God almighty, never... Boys and girls, if he comes round and offers to put a new plug on an electrical appliance, don't have him there.
Oh, no, so you're not really pleased that my house wasn't burning down and I was about to die?
No, it's just because you... A pillock with a... No, never mind. Anyway,
what have you been cooking?
Curry.
Oh, great. What, with turmeric in it?
It blew up.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that. It's like, it
funny,
it's like it didn't blow up.
Sounds like the Tony Blackburn joke book. Yeah. Anyway, so apparently this chemical in turmeric is known for its medical properties.
It's spectroscopy.
Right.
And what?
I have no idea. No idea.
It's fluorescence spectroscopy.
Right. You're the journalist. You're supposed to be able to say these stupid words.
Who can say spectroscopy?
I have no idea. It sounds like a camera that you put in the derriere. But that's another story.
It's an island.
No. Stop it. a suspected burglar has been rescued.
He means ass, by the way, for you people.
Ass. has been rescued after being tracked down an old well next to a church in Halifax.
The Pratt's in the well.
Yes. According to West Yorkshire Police, that is. Firefighters and paramedics were called out after the man raised the alarm on his mobile phone.
Well, he thought, jumped over a wall and fallen down the well. 30 feet down the well, man. It's a good job there was some water at the bottom, or he might have hurt himself, mightn't he?
Well, it's his fault for committing burglary.
Yeah, they had to phone the police to come and get him out.
Oh, dear. It gets worse this week, boys and girls, I can promise you. Two neighbours in the US state of Mississippi, which I could never spell when I was younger, were like, it's dawn and we're fighting. Is that how they're talking there? Probably Southern more than anything else, sorry. Because
that was a bit Irish, but it's all right.
Was it? Okay. Some dog had been pooing.
Pooing?
Yes. Pooing.
We don't say the poo word.
Why not?
Let's use the proper word.
What is it then?
Nobody wants to say it.
Who?
Defecating.
Yes, defecating.
This was a defecation action, actually, wasn't it, between two?
Yes.
Because one man said that the other man's dog had pooed on his lawn.
No, so you've done it now. You said pooed as well.
It's so childish, isn't it, to say poo when you know what the word really is. I stopped saying poo when I was three.
You've done a whoopsie.
I like this bit. Washington County Chief Deputy Sheriff Bill Barber says homeowners and property owners need to respect each other's property. If a dog did that in your yard, call the law. Don't take matters in your own hands. That'd be smelly. You'd be picking up poo.
Don't take the matter into your own hands, the brown matter.
Oh, that's horrible. Go on.
I've got something to tell you now.
Go on then.
Just tell you now.
Yes, please.
This is true story, but nobody ever, ever must do this at home. There was a mate of mine who was really falling out with his next-door neighbour, right?
Right.
And his next-door neighbour...
Is this where I grab hold of the fader and cut you out?
Might be. I'll just carry on.
I'll do it now. Cops have their charity ducks stolen, apparently. 2,500 yellow rubber duckies were stolen in Yorkville. Police.
I'm not saying it because you faded me last time I spoke.
So these Yorkville ducks, were they for charity or something?
Yeah, it was a charity match. They collected all these 2,500 yellow rubber ducks for a charity event.
Is this where I do my Donald Duck impersonation? That wasn't bad, was it?
Who was that?
Donald Duck.
Well, Donald Duck's in there with you.
Don't ask, Lee. It would be too rude.
Don't chew it because it could get really rude now. It could, couldn't it?
Beauty queen from good old Texas.
Read the number out. They want people to contact them.
Oh, I don't care. I can't. I've lost the will to live again. A woman who won a beauty contest claimed she was stripped of her crown because she gained weight.
Whilst there on stage, you could see it was like an inflatable raft going off.
You can't sack her because she put weight on.
That's... Well, you can't. She was just standing there in a bikini.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it just happened like that. All over the place.
All right.
And I gather other Americans are upset about beauty competitions as well because a British girl has won a US pageant competition.
Wow.
Yeah, well, she was a very, very beautiful girl, I have to say. But, yeah, what a blow for American contestants.
Well, that just answers the whole reason for not eating fast food, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Eat fast food, stay slim.
Yeah.
beautiful body.
This lady was from? She was from Wales, I think, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was from Wales, yeah. I can't remember which town now because I've just moved it off the screen. But, yeah, she was from Wales. Anyway, well done to her. And,
well, yes.
And chat. Anisha. Yeah. Well, that's not a Welsh name, is it? Anisha.
I think she was a Eurasian lass, actually.
Was she? Oh, bless her. Well, anyway, congratulations to her for winning.
Yeah.
And let's hope she wins her A-levels and all that sort of stuff as well. The last bit of news as we move into the frivolity known as April Fool's Day. The fire brigade burnt the station down.
I know, I think this is so sad, really.
Are you sure this is real?
Yes, this is real, Eric.
Oh, right.
It came out of 14 times. And
Now you're going to tell me we've got stories from the National Enquirer coming up.
Well, we have sometimes. I do National Enquirer and all sorts of things here. You know, this fire
Sunday
brigade.
Sunday
Sport only if I'm looking for to get something serious, say, about Europe or...
If you're not in the UK, Sunday Sport, how it qualifies to be a newspaper, I don't know.
I worked on the Sunday Sport.
Yes, precisely.
Well, there we are. There.
Yeah. Headline, Elvis Presley's not dead, he's been seen on the moon.
It was in a chip shop. It was actually in a chip shop. It was a bus that we found on the moon, and nobody else found it. That's why it was an exclusive.
Oh, yeah, right. I believe you. Thousands wouldn't. In fact, nobody does believe you. But anyway,
should we do eight fools?
Now let's go to the burning down of the fire station first.
No, well, if you think the police were robbed of all the 2,500 rubber ducks,
right?
And then just round the corner in Houston, right?
Houston.
The fire brigade, Houston. That's it. Yeah,
you have a problem.
Houston. Yeah,
is that where they recorded Dallas?
In Houston,
hey?
Is that? Nice.
That's where they recorded that thing about rockets, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Something about Texas.
Anyway. If you're following this week, boys and girls, good luck, because
I'm not.
Nothing's working for me at all.
Anyway, the fucking fire station got on fire, but the firemen weren't there, and by the time they'd all got alerted and dashed off round there, it had burnt down and so had all the trucks.
What?
So they couldn't put the fire out.
What caused the fire, then?
Flames.
And what started the flames?
Don't know, I'm not a fireman and I wasn't there.
Why not?
Because I got the call too late. The call came from 1-800-762-3017. I recorded it. Yeah. They said, can you come round and put me fire out? My fire station's on fire.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, that's not where the call came from. That, they're asking you if they've got any information to phone that on.
It's the same line. Have you also noticed it's called the arson hotline?
Ah, right.
Yes.
Perhaps, perhaps they need a bloke.
Must be in a very hot hotline.
What's the Lilliput film? What's the name of the book?
Lilliput.
Gulliver.
Gulliver. That, what they need is one of those blokes who was in Gulliver in the new version.
Who what is? A good film it was as well.
It was, yes. Wasn't it? Yes.
He put out the fire.
He did put out this fire with his Willy Wonka.
With his what? Who are you talking about now?
Gulliver.
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 Yeah.
Gulliver put out a fire in the King's Palace with his Willy Wonka.
Did you have a Willy Wonka in those days?
Well, he did. It was a very large one.
It was a large Willy Wonka, and it had like a very powerful stream coming from it.
Yeah. It was always very tired. I remember seeing it. It was always very tired. In fact, he could never get it up.
It looked very lemon to me.
Lemon, yeah. Pink Kobo.
Don't eat the yellow snow.
No, absolutely not.
Disgusting.
I'm not. Moving along to Lee's contribution of the week. Lee's contribution of the week.
Yes, Swiss spaghetti.
As you notice, we couldn't afford a jingle for him.
I've never had a jingle, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's. No. I've got something to say about that Jim Hawkins off Radio Shropshire, actually.
Why?
Being your friend on Facebook.
Oh, yes.
Not being mine.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to have you as a friend on Facebook.
Yeah, well, I'll remember
BBC
that.
BBC Radio Shropshire. Nice.
Yeah, I'll remember that, Jim, since you don't use my emails anymore and you don't talk to me. He invited me out for a drink 2 years ago, and because I didn't turn up, I think he's made you his friend on Facebook. Well, you and Stephen
Fry... Well, if you want to abuse people, that's up to you.
I've never abused Jim Hawkins. If you ever met him, he's only 4'3".
Anyway... Moving along to what people say it was the best April Fool of all time, and I have to say it was the worst.
I think it was really, yeah. Do you remember
which one? The Swiss Spaghetti Harvest.
Yeah, the BBC show.
I don't know. I feel ashamed or embarrassed to say that I actually remember this being presented by Richard Dimbleby at the time.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
I suppose I only just roughly grasped what was going on because I was only not very old at the time, but I do remember it. About what?
But the interesting thing was, and to put it in the context so everybody can follow this, at the time when the BBC put this out, spaghetti was not a well... eaten product in the UK. And if you went to your average, you had to go to really specialist shops to get spaghetti. So people had heard about spaghetti but weren't actually sure where it came from. So what?
Well, they all thought it came in tins, didn't they? In circles, in rings.
It did. That's exactly right. But Eric's absolutely right. I mean, spaghetti was absolutely exotic in 1957.
It was an exotic
thing. And I mean, you were very flashy, and it's the kind of thing that you'd serve up to impress your friends.
Yeah.
Did you know that spaghetti doesn't actually, it wasn't invented in Italy, it was invented in China?
No.
Didn't know.
There's a little fact there.
And frankly,
can I tell you one more thing about spaghetti in 1957? If you were served spaghetti, you would have a knife and fork and you would cut it up.
Yes, absolutely, rather than use a spoon of rice.
57 varieties.
In 1985...
Bit of product placement there, if I may say, ladies and gentlemen.
There was, rather, wasn't there? Yeah. Sports Illustrated published a story about a new rookie pitcher, who planned to play for the Mets. His name was Sid Finch.
Yeah, the next one's better for you. Instant Colour TV in 1962.
Was that the one they did on Tomorrow's World?
I think so, yeah. They pretended you could have colour television, which was a bit pointless, actually, because a year later, colour television came out.
Was a bit, wasn't it? No, this was up in Sweden, wasn't it? Because there was a thing done in on Tomorrow's World. Anyway, that's pretty boring. Taco Liberty Bell?
That's boring.
Is it? All right, we won't bother with that one either, then.
I thought these were meant to be the best of all time.
Well, that's what we just got with us. We're doing a journalistic praise of them, and they're actually very boring.
Right. The British newspaper... Hang on, the next one.
That's interesting.
The British newspaper, The Guardian. Oh, that's boring.
Nixon for president. Yeah. Public radio's talk of the nation announced that Richard Nixon, in a surprise move, was running for president again.
Yes.
And it wasn't. That's boring, isn't it? That was 1992, though.
That would be quite funny, that. Because I can imagine everybody sitting there going, no! My God, I want a passport now! And running out the country.
as a matter of interest, you know who did the Nixon's voice in that for this spoof?
No.
Go on.
That very talented American comedian called Rich Little. Which not, I suppose actually means he's poor.
Not the Rich Little.
The Rich Little.
Blimey.
What, the very talented one?
Yeah.
The very talented one who's got no money, yes.
What, the American one?
Hold on his name. Yes, him.
That'd be the American one, wouldn't it?
It means he's a little bit rich.
Is he the one that did the Nixon voice?
He's the one who did the Nixon voice in 1992 spoof on Talk of the Nation radio in America.
No, it's National... Lee, Talk of the Nation is a programme. National Public
which
Radio...
Which is spelt wrong.
Which is...
Talk of the Nation is not a... whatever that computer thing is called, programme. It's a programme with a double M and an E. See?
And it's actually on NPR, which is better known as National Public Radio.
Have you been on there?
Me, yeah.
I thought I had as well. Have I never been on there?
I hope not.
Oh, well, right.
They have got standards. Alabama to change the value of...
Pie.
What, so like chicken, or chicken or meat or what?
Meat and potato. Meat and potato are my favourite.
Yeah, exactly. 1998, apparently.
Burger King to follow your pie.
1998. Oh, Burger King published a full-page advert. I don't care. Actually, their burgers are nice. I do prefer those.
If out of them all, Burger King are the best because they put proper tomatoes on them.
I agree, absolutely. I mean, you can't get Burger King in France at all.
You can. I've been to a Burger King in Paris.
Tell me where.
In Paris.
No, McDonald's, not Burger King.
I've been to McDonald's, I've been to Burger King. It was on arrondissement Burgera Kingy.
Right.
that place.
We don't get Burger King out here, that's for sure, but we don't have McDonald's either. Not a bad thing. In 1995...
Yeah, hot head naked ice borers. I never understand it. You can do this. I didn't understand it.
The Discovery magazine reported the highly respected wildlife biologist, Dr. April Passau, had found a new species in Antarctica. That's what he's meaning.
Yes, the hot headed naked ice borer.
Right.
You could do that job, Eric.
Yes. Think about it. April Passau.
You have to sit there and bore ice to death or something.
Well, Lee could do that. And finally, the British astronomer Patrick Moore announced on BBC Radio 2 that at 9:47 a.m. a once-in-a-lifetime astronomical event was going to occur that listeners could experience in their very own home.
Yes.
The planet Pluto would pass behind Jupiter.
Yeah.
Temporarily causing gravitational alignment that would counteract and lessen Earth's own gravity. He told people if they jumped up in the air, they'd sort of be like up there on the moon or something. One woman even reported that she and 11 friends and chairs had floated around the room. Pillar.
That's amazing. I thought that one only jumped in the air when Pluto passes behind Uranus, but obviously that must be... That must be wrong. I'm sorry.
Popeye stopped him doing that.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, boys and girls, that's it for this particular edition of Postcard from Pat Brad. We'll be back with you next week. Don't forget, Pop Brad, thank you. if you want to pass comment, go to Radio. The page is just called Radio on Facebook, and you can pass comments there. Yes, we are Radio on Facebook. So it's time for Lee and Mark to say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
This is RTI, from the heart of Europe to the world, the station of the stars.